Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain. Chicago!
Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks have to play their best game of the season tonight. As hard, intense, and mistake-free as ever. They want to bring this series back to Chicago for a Game 6. There is no question the Hawks are capable of getting it done. And tonight, they don't have a choice. Tonight, there are no passengers. Everybody drives the machine.
Down to center ice we go.
Stassi against Taves. The drop of the puck. Game 5 is underway in the Blackhawks control.
Gunnarsson clears to the Hawk line to Berglund. He's over the line down the left wing, but lost the puck to Keith.
To the near boards. Rundblad coughed it up. Fabry carrying down behind the Hawk net. Set it out in front. Back as he shoots it down as Crawford with a butterfly save. Loose puck beside the net and Crawford plaps on it and holds on. Boy, did Corey Crawford come up big there.
Kirk in over the Hawk line. Stuck it off the glass behind the net. Bounces to Jalmerson.
He bats it ahead. Hossa and Keith have a 2-on-1 shorthanded break over the blue line. Hossa right circle. Shoots. He scores! Marian Hossa with his first goal of the playoffs off of a 2-on-1 shorthanded rush. He beats Elliott cleanly. And the Hawks take a 1-0 lead down here in St. Louis in Game 5. Blues attack. Schwartz over the Hawk line left wing. Shoots. He scores! That was a long shot that Corey Crawford probably should have had. Schwartz entered the Hawk zone and let it rip from about halfway between the top of the circle and the blue line. And it beats Crawford with a power play goal. We're tied at 1. And Panarin grabs a rebound on the left wing corner, carries behind the Blues net. Here's Panarin around to the left circle. Got some room. Fires! Oh, and there's a save. There is a score! Elliott plopped on the puck and it rolled past him. I believe Anisimov got a piece of that and knocked it over the Blues goal line. And the Hawks forge ahead at 2-1. It was Anisimov who stopped it actually with his skate on the goal line and then with his stick chipped it into the net. 2-1 Hawks. To Pareko, left point. He'll carry it down to the left circle. Floated down a goal down is Crawford with a butterfly save and a point blank shot from in front of the net. Then off the stick of Fabry. Turned wide by Crawford. Anisimov carries to the Hawk line and clears the puck down into the blue zone. Taves facing off with Bolheaster. Taves got to the puck to Kane, right corner. Put it in front. A shot from Panarin. He scores! With no time on the clock and the green light comes on in behind the Blues net. Let's see if this is going to count.
Well, they're going to review this one. Let's take a quick look at this. It's in the net.
That's
it's going to be a goal.
As Robbie Fabry into the Hawk zone. Cuts into the slot. Shoots. He scores! Robbie Fabry escaped into the Hawk zone down the left wing. He deked it through into the high slot and snapped one past Crawford. And the Scott Trade Center comes to life as the Blues are now back to within a goal with 13:03 left in period number 3. It's 3-2 Hawks. Now the puck is fed by Fabry to the line. Here's Bonestell. Excuse me, Petrangelo shoots and scores. This ties the game. The puck was redirected in the slot. Petrangelo fired it toward the net, and David Backes redirected it past Crawford. With 5:10 left in the third period, we're tied at 3. Jalmerson again from the left corner. Tried to spin it in behind the net and did. Connick's got it there. Rolling around. Fed the high slot. King. Now he deeks. He moves toward the net and shoots. Oh, it rolls just by the net. Rebound. Score! Patrick Kane with a wraparound goal in overtime. His first goal in the playoffs. Woo-hoo! And the Hawks beat the Blues in double overtime. 4-3. And this series is going back to the United Center for Game 6 on Saturday. Hawks win in double overtime down here in St. Louis.